Christ is risen.
Indeed.
Today we celebrate glorious resurrection of Christ, and many people who are not so connected to church, life to the church, have trouble understanding this event. They would like to know what really happened. How did the resurrection actually take place? Was the tomb really empty? These are interesting questions that arise from the mind of a person who is faced with such a great mystery as his resurrection. But the really important question is not how the resurrection of Christ took place 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, but how I myself experience the resurrection here today, now. As St. Paul says in the epistle to his letter to the Philippians, it is important to know Christ and to experience the power of his resurrection in our lives. Why we should celebrate the resurrection today if Christ did not rise from the dead in our lives? Why should we rejoice in Christ's resurrection today if we do not share it with him? St. Isaac the Syrian was asked by a spiritual child to explain the words of St. Paul in a letter to Colossians, where St. Paul says, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God." St. Isaac explains that the resurrection is for us a way out of our old state caused by sin, which causes the light of the gospel not shine mystically within us. And St. Isaac continues in his words, "It is the breath of life through the hope of resurrection and the beginning of the radiance of divine wisdom in the heart of man. And thus man becomes new and has nothing to do with old. Then the image of Christ is formed in us through the spirit of wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of God." St. Isaac reminds us of a challenge for our lives that we have surely heard many times, said many different variations. Resurrection is an invitation for us to enter the path of what Christ wants us to be, and that is to be saints. It is a joyful rejection of the old ways of our life, even if it involves the tireless and demanding struggle with our passions. The hope of the resurrection not only reminds us of the grace that comes to us through the sacraments, but with each new step towards holiness, it lets us know the mystical light of the gospel in which we acquire an ever deeper knowledge of God. Christ's invitation to this beautiful, holy life comes to us when we are baptized. And through baptism, Christ comes to live in us and to dwell in us. By sin, Christ is crucified and buried in our soul as in a grave. But by renewing our baptismal vows daily, rejecting sin and turning to God, and again, each and every single day, Christ rises from the dead in our soul. That's when this inner resurrection takes place, which is not tied to some specific date on a calendar. How can we know that our Savior is alive and working in our soul? Well, there are a few signs. First is Christ becomes number one person in our life. And he never takes second place for anything else. We begin to love the moments when we are in his presence. And we seek for his presence more and more. Even when we have the most busiest time of our life. He becomes our teacher and counselor in all areas of our life. And we willingly follow His will, even if it often asks us to go against the grain. We no longer feel anxiety, we no longer feel the burden of the cross that we carry. And we stop looking at death as with fear. And we accept all difficulties, knowing the joy of the holy resurrection is already approaching. The resurrection of our Savior assures us that truth will have the final victory. The world may crucify the truth and bury it and try to bury it every single day. But on the third day, it shall rise again, and truth will be victorious. This is how the living Christ in our soul fills us with joy and hope, despite the wounds of this world. He gives us peace that neither the world nor anybody else that we know can give. God has given us everything we need to achieve this new life for our salvation. And anyone who decides to get on this path, which is Christ's resurrection, opens for every person, recognizes this divine providence at every step. So let us be joyful and celebrate. Let us leave our old selves. And let us seek the things that are above, where Christ is. Let us experience the power of Christ's resurrection in our lives daily. Christ is risen. Amen.